This is The Poet and the Poem from the Library of Congress. I'm Grace Cavalieri, and today we have Wing Chi Chan, who is a historian, a musician, he is an arts administrator, and today he is a poet. And so we're going to hear an opening poem from Wing Chi Chan.
Hello.
We're waiting for you.
Thank you. Well, I'm really delighted to be here and sharing my cross-oceanic experiences and cross-cultural experiences with the public. I came to the States for graduate studies in year 1979. I finished my master's degree and continuing for my graduate program. And later on, I got a job and start my American dream. I worked for the DC Youth Symphony Orchestra for about 11 to 12 years. So this is a long period of time that I contribute to my musical knowledge and managerial skills to serve the public, to bridge between people of different races, different cultures across the ocean.
And from this comes a great career helping symphony orchestras, directing choral groups, and now writing a book of poems. So please let us hear a poem.
This is a piece I composed to my daughter, Tidings, in 2006, namely, Little Face. 22 years ago, I worked as a waiter in Chinese restaurant while I was still at the graduate program in Baltimore. One day, I couldn't find a babysitter for you and took you with me to work. You were sitting with another girl of same age and chatting inside a restaurant kitchen. Restaurant people praised you too, were doing so fine and maturely calm with no trouble. After the business time, I talked with the dishwasher, who was the girl's grandpa, and learned that the little pretty girl was the younger one of a twin in the family. At a time when Viet Cong soldiers took control of southern Vietnam, every port was packed with refugees like water flooding over them. A family of three generations made all their belongings being gone, trying to board on boat for escaping out of the capital city, Saigon. Cold-blood sea storm wrapped away from the group an elder sister. No hesitation, rushing out to save little girl, first mother, then father. One by one. But none of these three persons could return thereafter. Upon arriving the States, grandfather advised little surviving sister, "Believe you will meet your parents and sisters in coming days later. I have missed them for 20 years, been grateful our life being better. Dede."
Wing Chi Chang. He is president of the Washington Cultural International Organization, artistic advisor for the China National Symphony and the Jiangsu Performing Arts Group. He's been a consultant to the mayor's office, the National Endowment for the Arts, many commissions in South Carolina and New Jersey. And the interesting thing is that he's a professor of music. Your scholarship is in Western classical music. Is that correct?
Yes.
And did you start studying in China?
In Hong Kong.
And you came here for your graduate degrees?
Yes.
But what was there a time when you were told you had to study that particular area of field of study, or did you do it from your own volition
in
China?
Both. I grew up in Hong Kong at a time when Hong Kong was still a British colony. And back to my personal background, it's a long story. A lady missionary came from North Carolina to southern China in 1940s. She trained girls on music education. A girl was trained to be a good music teacher by her. And that lady, that young lady went to Columbia Teachers College, continuing for her studies. A few years later, she returned to Hong Kong and devoted to teach at an underprivileged, underserved area where I went to high school. So I got the training from that lady who got the training from that North Carolina lady. So when I finished my graduate studies, I devoted my knowledge and skills to the DC Youth Orchestra, where most of the students are minorities from underserved, underprivileged communities.
And what did you do with them?
Well, another story. In 1985, the DC Youth Orchestra planned for a concert tour to China. So they imagined to sell raffle tickets. But after a few months, it didn't work. You know why? Because the rich got more rich, the poor got more poor. Poor kids could not sell raffle tickets to cover their tour cost. So my supervisor wrote a letter to Mayor Barry, the mayor of District of Columbia. I was tipped. She advised me to prepare a letter signed by 10 students with their picture addressing to Mrs. Barry, the wife of Mayor Barry, inviting their son to join the tour, telling her that the kids from the underserved communities could not go because of the unsuccessful raffle ticket selling. In 2 weeks, Mayor Barry sent a check of $40,000. Think about, in 1986, $40,000 from the Eschita Fund. In addition, he endorsed a letter to all the American firms who did business in China. In 4 weeks, we received over $500,000 donation from local support.
Wonderful. And they went to China and performed.
So I took a group of 108 students, chaperones, staff to perform 10 concerts in China over a period of 4 weeks.
Has any of that inspired your poetry?
Yes, it did.
And that is the way you combine your great compassion, your great love and knowledge of music as a music scholar and performer and symphonic advisor. And then you take your literary skill and you match them together. And this is the book that's coming out now. So read us another poem from that book.
A sonatina themed on starlight. Footsteps on ink score of tones over sonority of storm. Across the boundary, down to new century. Blink out core of kungs beyond a conformity of norm. Ink brushing strokes of starlight, foot onto one single sight. Reached upon the bingo right, night after night, time in life runs tight. Long way trumpet a morning bright. no touchy notes can express. Keyboard inside Norris' heart. Keys touching neatly heart. With no rest to theme my best.
Do you use musical synchronization on the line as you write poetry?
Yes, I do. In fact, I absorbed Italian language of musical terms and musical idioms, plus the classical Chinese rhyming perception.
How did you do that?
Well, mostly through my musical ears.
Wow, let's hear another poem.
A cadenza of passion. Let me explain a little bit what is cadenza. Cadenza is a passage by a concerto soloist. When a concerto soloist plays with an orchestra or pianist, in the middle of the first movement, there's a passage for the soloist to demonstrate his or her virtuosity skill, virtuoso skills of his or her instrument.
Hmm.
So this is a cadenza of passion. Past the time being, life, a perpetual passion crossing to eventual station. Past the ocean in timing, passionate for rooted from one ground, landing on entry to entry, land of another country, thy foot passing beyond single bound. Songs fry up dragon's cadenza of brilliance. Hence eyed baton trances alone. Heart strings dance with no clunk. Cry for cadence down off draconian civilians. Homing perpetually beyond bang after bang. Rooted from timber passion, footing onto chordal motion. Each tongue eventually turns into a home ground. Life ascending by time, transcendent with no dime. Crossing the line for a new find, pressing onto another station. Bless my fatherly passion. Across the mind, of the old wine.
This has been called a fugue of tone rhyming. And I have to point out that this is quite experimental poetry because Chan has been noted to score the mind of conceptual art, minimalism, and pointillistic music with synchronizing profile and tonal rhyming perceptions in composing English. We will not interpret that. We'll just take your word for it. But we do know you're breaking new ground. You're breaking old modes to create new forms in art. And it is very much like language poetry in English poetry. The only thing that informs your work, which is different, is that you use the cadences of Western and Eastern thought, and you use some Italian lyricism, and you also place it on the page in experimental forms. So that is, you're creating a new art, and we're here to be among the first to hear it. So let's have another poem.
Yes.
His name is Wing Chi Chan. We're at the Library of Congress, and I'm Grace Cavalieri.
Well, this year marks the 70th anniversary of the end of the Second World War. During the Second World War, my father was working for the U.S. Flying Tigers in Western China. My father worked for supporting service for American Air Force in China. So in year 2007, that year marked the 70th anniversary of the rape of Nanking. I took a group of 12 American singers vocalist to participate in that memorial concert as a choral conductor. At the end of the concert, I draft a poem. Over the following 5 years, I revised over 1,000 times, and eventually I finished a piece, namely Mass for Nanking's 1937. This is stanza one. The butcher, hands on bone flipping, boned through like combs. Every single park bloodied by gun, knife to cave after cave of wounding. A messiah's frame, mad overturned thunder. December 13, 1937 for Japan in years of memorization. Irrelevant pinch it mini-civilized year of civilization. Of an emperor's name, a flag turned blunder. Life under wave over wave of pounding. Below a darkened and wrinkled sun, stone flown to bits by bombs. A land in blood weeping. The rupture. 7 weeks. Thousands of hundreds, even many minor females, a page of devil lines record. Raped under chilled katana by a gang of killers, the female homed samurais, male deformed in volunteer, being shaped, shielded, agenda bang for healers, stage for the civil science scored. Junior, senior, not only males, thousands of millions, 70 years. Whip with peers, underground passion of rings, pain never make past, saddened alone. Moon's cold long, badly attuned a country. Emotion of the raped, hacked by map wrapping. Year 2007, torched against sin under global integrity. Hear heaven's vocal sincerity, torching with dignity. A nation to shape among marks of gap lapping. Wounds, old song, sadly tongued each entry. An ever main pick for a heightened tone. Extra sound of lotion on strings, with no fears, a rip. Dears, thou unrest, let hearing renew, tongue to heal, stone pierced, thy tears sealed, dears, be rest.
Is that the title poem of your book?
Yes.
And what is the title of your book?
The title is Mass for Nanking's 1937.
Can you just summarize what happened in Nanking in 1937 with the Japanese?
Well, Nanking was China's capital at time. In 10 days, over 300,000 civilians were killed by Japan's soldiers. Victims include females from China, Korea, Singapore, Indonesia, and even from Australia, Holland, and the United States.
Let me tell the audience who you are. You have been a school teacher, a vocalist, a musicologist, an ethnomusicologist, choral conductor for 40 years and practicing the diction from English oratorio, German lieder, Italian opera and arias, and traditional Chinese operatic and narrative songs. And now you've turned your attention to the tonality of language and what you call sonic chemistry. So this is an experiment on the page, and it is going to get great attention, especially from the language poets. So let's hear another poem.
Yes. Actually, this is the first poem I composed in my life. I did it in year 2004. The title is A Recitative on Stringing. Stringing is the verb of string. Recitative is a kind of singing form in Western opera. So this is a short poem I composed in year 2004. A recitative on stringing. Above our heads, moon is the same. Ocean bisects. We are playing different game. Perhaps a voiceful passion can't be sung, because the faithful motion has been hung. Plucking a bel canto broken voice by hand after hand, knuckling no sofrosanto croaking joys to comprehend. No male delivery can express, stringing from my heart all the best.
Very nice. Wing Chi Chan. He is presently with the Green Mountain College and the Washington Cultural International Association. He has been with the Washington Symphony Orchestra and the Youth Orchestra. And his education includes, among many countries, London included, the University of Amsterdam. What do you think makes you so devoted to the various forms of different kinds of music? I mean, a Chinese person, you would think, would cultivate his own art and then get into Western classical music, but you seem to branch out and to want to taste a little of every national kind of music. What is there about you?
Well, I composed classical Chinese poems starting at the age of 12. That was 50 years ago. And over the past 35 years, I travel every month. I commute between New York and Washington every 2 months.
What do you do in New York?
Last month, I served as external examiner faculty member for a master's thesis at New York University. And here is a poem I composed in year 2011. At time, there was a large group of civilians occupying Washington Square, protesting the financial scam. We all suffered of the financial scam in the year of 2008. So this is the title of my poems, dedicated to the group and to express my frustration and passion to the financial scam in history. The title is Capitol Hill and Wall Street, the Great. We need job. Capitol killed Wall Street, SEC, they saw off from dollar monsters. Impotent Uncle Sam passed bill of stimulus. Silence independent investigation rushed to Capitol's affair. Hatched earnings savings stolen. Accumulator, refinance, conspirator, here. E-trade. Big chit to E, me, he, she, people see. Cheat us. Not they are treat. Under an each tray, we will be treated by Capitol Hill and Wall Street, the great. heart rending, bluffing, rotten. Gladiator, defiance, prosecutor, where? Default, deficiency, deregulatory, flushing billions on warfare. Omnipotent big dollar still be the devil's bonus. SOS. Suffering the onlord dumpsters. Capital silched. Just bullshit. They are mob. E tray, big cheat to E. Me, he, she, people see, cheat us not, they are treat. Heart winning, bluffing, rotten, gladiator, defiance, prosecutor, where? Default, deficient, deregulatory, flushing billions on warfare. Omnipotent big dollar still be the devil's bonus. SEC, thy saw off from dollar monsters. Organized gang of Wall Street. White House goes retreat. Capital killed. Need job. The mob. Capital sealed. Multi-white mouse besieged. Why our means and never meet. SOS. Suffering the honor dumpsters. Impotent Uncle Sam. Past bill of stimulus. Silence. Independence. Investigation rush to capital's affair. Hatched earnings savings stolen. Accumulator. Refinance. Conspirator. Here, under and each trade, we were betrayed by Capitol Hill and Wall Street, the great.
The voice of Wing Chi Chan. And this is The Poet and the Poem from the Library of Congress. The program is produced by Forest Woods Media Productions. Post-productions by MET Studios' Mike Turpin. We wish to thank the Library of Congress for making this program possible, and we wish to thank our funders, the Witter Binner Foundation for Poetry and the Reva and David Logan Foundation. Our engineer is Mike Turpin. I'm Grace Cavalieri.